So we're back on, we're going to do the Balamor tonight in the Ramban, I suppose. So just to go back to the facts of the Sugya, if you remember the Mishnah said, Sheves rona soki iluhu shomer kishuin, shekvar noslo dume yado dume raglo. So for Sheves, if you break a guy's arm or his leg, the Mishnah says you pay him for time off work as if he is a unskilled kind of laborer, a shomer kishuin, a job that you could do, shomer kishuin you could do without an arm. So the Gemara says, v'im tomar luxa midas hadin, maybe you'll say that this is an embarrassment to justice. Dechi mispa chay gavra lav agra deshomer kishuin hu shakal ella dali dovla v'shakal agra. So you'll say, listen, this guy, ki mispach, we'll see that it's a machlokas, exactly what that means, but we'll take Rashi's meaning that when he gets better, he's not going to be, this isn't what he's taking time off work from. He's not convalescing from cucumber watching. He's going to be able to, be a shoy of mayim, or he's going to be a messenger. And he's going to make money that way, more money than shomer kishuin. So then the Gemara says, midas edin lo laksa. The Gemara answers, no. You don't have to worry that his payment is somehow bundled in to the Nezik payment, his Sheves payment. He's going to get Shomer Kishuin. The question is, what is the Shomer Kishuin then for? But he'll get the Shomer Kishuin, but that's not really, when we say that he's getting Sheves, you've already paid him somehow in his nezik payment for the hand or for the leg. So of course the question is, what does that mean that you've paid him already? So if you look at Rashi, we're going to do Tosfos last, I think. So we'll do Rashi and we'll do the Balamor, and then we'll do Tosfos because it's a different position. So Rashi says, Luxa midas adin, kolomar, lo shalim lo kol tzarko, daha ki misbach hagavra micholi zeh, shenikta raglo, lo agar de shomer kishuin shakal ella davil dovla v'shakal agar yisera. When this guy you maim him and now he's lame, so he's not just going to be a cucumber watcher when he's better. He's going to be able to be a show of mayim. He's going to draw water at the well. He makes more money that way. He can use his hands still, and that's more money than shomer kishuin. V'nimser shakal shemei chalav avadaso. So then, every day that he is convalescing, he will have lost the wage of Doli Davla. So, Inami, Rashi says, Ki nikta yado, if he chops off his hand, if this is a case of a guy who loses a hand or can't use his hand, so obviously he's not going to be able to be a show of Mayim, but also b'shlichas v'shakalagra, he could be a messenger. V'shakalagra yisera. The Igui Milsa, Delav Bar Shomer Kishuin. He says, in the future, you're going to see that this guy was never a Shomer. Shomer Kishuin is not his future, so why do you assign him that job? So then Rashi says, Midas Adin Lo Luxa, Shekvar Nosen. So Rashi says, okay, so the Gemara's answer, which is somewhat cryptic, Rashi says, Midas Adin Lo Luxa, Shekvar Nosen. He says, Ula Kishias Rafa, Eino Royal Adalas. He says, who adds a word here? The Agos Habach says, Ulikashias Rafa Nami Eino Roy Ladalos Velelech Peshlichos. So when he gets better, he's also not going to be able to draw the water or to be a messenger. So what does that mean? What does Rashi mean there? What's Rashi, right? Is Rashi saying that midas hadin lo luxa? Rashi's trying to explain why this isn't an embarrassment to justice. And what he says is that when he gets better, he's still not going to be roy. These things aren't going to return. This ability isn't going to return. Meaning what? Meaning he's never going to be able to work even at those jobs. So then what? So then what's the midas hadin lo laksa? And what's the Gemara's question then? In other words, Rashi, it seems to be now that Rashi had a havmina that when he's going to get, that the question of the Gemara is predicated on the notion that he's going to get better. And when he gets better, he's going to have these other jobs that are going to make more money. And if so, he's losing that money. He's losing that money by being paid as a Shomer Keshuin. And then according to the answer of the Gemara, the way Rashi is explaining it, is that the question was based on a misunderstanding that this guy will somehow, even if his leg is broken, he'll still be able to be a Shoev Mayim. He says, no. Uluk Shitraf and Nami, even when he gets better, Eino Roy Ladalos Velelech B'Shlichos. He still won't be able to do those things. In other words, the pshat is that you're right, it would be Luxamidas Adin if he were able to do those things in the future. But the truth is, he won't be able to do those things in the future. So I guess Rashi is saying, is Rashi kind of acquiescing that in point of fact, all he'll ever be is a Shomer Keshuin? I mean, that's one way to read the Rashi, I guess. Then what's the question? The question is, what kind of question and answer is that? According to Rashi, it looks like when you read Rashi, that the question's predicated on the notion that this guy is going to have a different future job, that the convalescence now will cost him money, and the answer is midas hadin lo laksa shekvar nosen. He doesn't really explain what kvar nosen is. He just says ukeshes rafa nami eino roi ladalos velelech b'shlichos. Even when he gets better, he won't be roi for these things. Meaning you've paid him out completely for this limb, and he won't be able to do anything with it in the future, so you're done. So we'll have to come back to understand. I guess we have two options. We could try to understand Rashi, or we could get into the Balamor of the Ramban.
Make it up in Nezik, bro.
But yeah, but it sounds like, let's say you say you make it up in Nezik, but then what is the Shomer Keshuin for? If you want to say, according to Rashi, that the point is, this guy's never going to do this other thing because he's so injured, he's never going to be the Lelech B'Shlichos or the Dali Dola, he's never going to do those things. So you don't have to worry about paying him for that. Then what are you paying him for Shomer Keshuin for? Is he going to do that? If he could do that, then he could do this other thing. If he could be a Shomer Keshuin where he walks around, then he could be a messenger. It's hard to understand. It's hard to understand how Rashi is explaining the answer to the Gemara. The question makes a lot of sense. It's just not so clear how Rashi is explaining the answer. So maybe we'll get a little bit more if we go a little bit further in the Gemara. There's a couple more Rashi's, maybe it'll help. So the Gemara says,
does anybody say that the Nezek, I mean, to me Nezek sounds like it's, you know, it can't. You can have like LeBron James and you break his leg, and that's, if you're going to tell me the Nezik incorporates what the person used his leg for, then it becomes very subjective, because you can have somebody that's...
No, that's we're talking about Shevis. Nezik is different. It's Eved Nimka Rashuk is the thing with Nezik is a standard for how much this person's value changed in the commodities market as a goof.
Not what they were doing.
So not really. I mean, it's a machlokus. So I shouldn't say that. I think the rush holds. It does depend. I think. Like, we could look back. It does depend. When you say Eved Nimka Rashuk, it depends on what he did. But the point is that losing a complete limb, no matter what, is going to cost you a lot more in Nezek than a more minor injury.
Right. I understand that, but I thought you said something like
Rashi. Right, but you'd be better off the Shevis.
Yeah. Rashi just seems to say, to me, it looks like Rashi is changing the conditions of the case from one where the guy is going to, in the future, have a better job to an answer where, no, he's not going to have a better job. But he's going to be paid out for the fact that he can't have that better job. Well, if that's the case, why is he being paid as a Shomer Keshuin then? Why don't you just say he gets no Sheves? Okay, he's not going to have these other jobs, so he's not going to work. So then just pay him Nezek, and it's like the Cheresh case. No Slo Demekulo. Done. Let me just go a little bit more in the Gemara. So the Gemara has a couple cases. Amar Rava. Kikta es yado, no Slo Deme yado, v'sheves rona toki ilu Shomer Keshuin. So the case of Shomer Keshuin is where you chop the guy's hand. He can still walk around and do the cucumber field. Shivas raglo, nosen lo dumei raglo. So if it, v'sheves rona toki ilu hu Shomer HaPesach. So Shomer Keshuin is just for a case where your hand doesn't work anymore. If your leg doesn't work, you're like the door watcher. You're like a bouncer or whatever it is. You collect at the door, you count the number of people that go into the place. Simas eno nosen lo dumei eno, v'sheves rona toki ilu matchino berichayim. Hirshin nosen lo dumei kula. So Rashi says kita yado. He says a dayan hu roy l'shomer kishuyin hilkach sheves kol yamei chalav nosen lo schar shomer kishuyin shimer kishuyin. He says, L'shomer Keshuin, he says he's roy to be a Shomer Keshuin. Therefore, Sheves, the whole time that he's sick, you have to pay him the schar of a Shimer Keshuin. So it seems to be that you pay him for whatever he's going to be roy for. Well, it's interesting. Rashi says, Kita Yado, a dayan hu roy. Now, is he saying a dayan hu roy meaning now, even while he's convalescing, he's roy? A dayan hu roy.
Roy for the Shomer Keshuin.
Yeah. He doesn't say l'kishias rafa. He says now. Right? He's still roy l'shomer keshuin. Hilkach sheves kol yamei chalav nosen lo schar shimer keshuin. He's still roy without his hand, you mean? Or he's roy right now? You mean in the future without a hand? Or like today he could really work this job?
Does he not have a hand now?
Well, the assumption is that you just chopped his hand off and he needs a couple days to recover from that. So I guess Rashi means a dayan, meaning when he gets better. But he doesn't say that. Like, shit's rafa. That's how his old lashon. Now he says a dayan who roy. Shiveras raglo. Veshuv eno roy l'shamor keshuin shitzarech lahalach sabav hagina. So if you break his leg, he can't be a shomer keshuin because you have to walk around. So that's why he's a shomer as a pesach, which is a different tax bracket or whatever. So I guess the question is: so Rashi is clearly saying that what you pay the guy for in sheves, what you pay the person for, is the job that he is still able to do, not the job that he used to do. And it would seem to be, from Rashi, it's the job that he's going to be able to do in the future. It's presumably not the job I assume he can't do any job right now. Mishum tsar or mishum whatever, he can't do it. But Rashi seems to say that the case is that he's not going to be able to do these other jobs like Shoev Mayim. If he could do those jobs, you'd have to pay him for that. It's just hard to understand what the Gemara's Havamin is according to Rashi. Because according to Rashi, the Gemara is saying it's the Gemara's question is, isn't it Luxamidas Hadin to pay him as a Shomer Keshuin? And Rashi says, because when he gets better, he's going to be a Shoev Mayim. And then Rashi's answer, where he says midas din lo luxa shikvar nosa, and he says no, look, he's rafa nami ain't a roy. When he gets better, he's not going to be able to do those things. So then, why did the Gemara bother with that question and answer? It didn't need it. It could just say, they could just clarify that, you know, when sheves rona shalikush kiilu hushomer kishun mashum she ain't a roy la these other things. Say, oh, it's Luxamidas Adin? No, don't worry. He can't do those things. You know what I'm saying? The question of the Gemara is everyone has to interpret Shekvar Noslo. The Mishnah says Shekvar Noslo Demekulo. What does that mean? How does that include Sheves? That's Nezek. It has nothing to do with Sheves.
Right.
So, I mean, the Baal HaMor has a very elaborate description of what that, how you can understand that language to be Sheves. But the way Rashi seems to be explaining it, so his answer is that if you look at the Rashi, he says Midas Din Lo Luxa Shekvar Nosen Lo. He says Ulekshis Rafa Nami Eino Roy LeDalos V'Leilach B'Shlichos. Even when it gets better, he's not going to be Roy for those other jobs. Sounds a lot like Nosen Lo Demekulo means kind of like the Cheresh case. Remember in the Cheresh case when the guy when you concuss him or whatever happens so much that he's deaf? So in that case, you pay out this big nezek and there's no sheves, presumably because he's not going to have another job after that. So this Rashi sounds a lot like that. Like, he's not going to have a job like Shoev Mayim. Now, the assumption is he's still going to be a Shomer Keshuin or a Shomer Pesach. But he's not going to have a fancy job like Shliach or Shoev Mayim.
So why would you have allowed me to pay him like that?
Yes. So, that's the question. So why would the Gemara say your Luxamidus had done in the first place? If the case is the guy's never going to have those jobs. The way the Rashi actually reads is that the question is predicated on a misunderstanding that this person is going to eventually work in a better job. And the maskana is, don't worry, he's never going to work in that job. So then what's Rashi doing? According to Rashi, what's the Gemara doing?
That really showed us is not what the guy can do. It's the lowest job. You have to pay the guy the lowest job.
No, that's not the Hamina. The Hamina is that you should pay him like a water drawer. That's the question.
I mean, that's the answer to the Hamina, though, is...
Let's not use the words. Let's do...
So the original
question.
Luxamina is in. Why are you paying him the lowest level money?
Okay, before the question, the mission statement.
Yeah, yeah.
Pay him for the lowest level. Okay, fine.
But he can do, he would, when he goes back to work, he can do that.
He can
Let's
do
just take that part.
Okay.
That first half.
Okay.
Right? So I think the saying is that it doesn't matter what physically this guy can do, what he can't do. They're learning, trying to figure out what Shevis is.
Okay.
And what they're trying to say first is, Shevis is the lowest level of work. That's what you have to pay.
Okay.
Or is it a personal... This guy, wait a second, this guy can do more.
Okay,
so does
fine.
Does it go by the personal? Does it go by, there's a minimum of Sheves?
Okay, fine. So let's say they upgraded it and said it's Luxaminus a din
so
because you have to pay him more.
Now, really, you should have to pay him more. That's
okay, good.
Question.
All right, we're there.
So now, okay.
You made us go backwards. We're already here. Like,
why?
We're here already. You just brought us back to where we were.
All right. So now now when he gets better, he's gonna be this fancy worker. We predict he's gonna be this.
You just had an insight to show us. You're welcome.
Look, Kishias Rafa. He's gonna be a show of mine.
So we've upgraded him to a water drawer. Now what?
No, that's the question.
I know, but the answer
right,
is,
and then the answer is that what was the answer is? No, he's not really going to be a water drawer.
Yeah.
Which means that you can't answer the question. He's changing the case.
So, guy's question is, how is this just to begin with to pay? No matter how we're going to work this Gemara out, how could you ever talk about paying someone Sheves for the job in the future as opposed to the job that they used
to
have?
Possibly that's what Rashi's saying. He said it's not karate.
No. He's not saying, so therefore you pay him for the past. Rashi's explaining why you pay him as a Shomer Keshuin, which is even less.
I'm just saying.
This is not an explanation.
It's basically the same difference whether you pay him a Shomer Keshuin or you pay him.
No. Not in their economy.
In Nezek.
This guy, the case in the Gemara is not, the mission is not LeBron James, by the way.
I'm just saying, if LeBron James is making 10-15 arrows.
But I think that the idea is, one thing that I think you're pointing to, which we all have to agree, is that when you pay Sheves, you're not paying Sheves to the guy that you injured. You're paying Sheves to the new guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Which I think in American law is different. I think in American law, you'd be on the hook for LeBron James' earnings forever.
Yeah. I think that in this, it's like we're dealing now. The Nezek, is to the old guy.
That person doesn't.
The Nezek is to the guy from before.
He made an insurance policy.
No, that's his policy. But if you, let's say you
but at least here, we can agree that this is, the Sheves is not, the Nezek is for the old guy. The Sheves is for the new guy.
Yes, correct.
Okay, that seems to be, no matter what Rashi's saying.
Well, the Nezek, we're just saying, is an objective shear or whatever. That
I know, but it's Kama Haya Yafa, it's
and
how
Nezek
much he was.
Nezek doesn't cover that either. Nezek won't cover that difference either.
Well, Nezek covers the difference between who he was before and who he is now.
Wait a second, you're saying the Nezek
no,
is
it doesn't. Not the LeBron James case.
Well, you mean because it doesn't take into account anything other than what the slave market would recognize.
It's an objective method.
Okay, yeah. Well, we'll get into that more. Let's hold that a little bit because there's some wiggle with that too. But what could Rashi be saying? What could Rashi's Chiddush be? Can we understand this in any other way than a switcheroo? That he was saying that the guy was going to get better and now he's saying the guy's not going to get better. Is there any other way to understand the Rashi?
Yeah,